Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Welcome, welcome. It is the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. I'm the star of the program. We have the star with us here in studio on camera. We're talking about the one and only all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. Welcome, Fred.
Hey, thanks, Mike, and thank you, folks, for tuning in. We have a nice one-hour show hooked up for you. We've got my good friend at the bottom of the hour, Vince Ferragamo is going to check in with us. And we're going to talk a little bit of NFL football and what have you. But up until then, we got it open to talk about anything we want to talk about.
Let me get the first topic. I'm sorry to interrupt, but let's talk about NCIS, because you were on NCIS this last week, and you nailed it, my friend. I was getting calls from people all over saying, you know, I've forgotten.
They thought it was you.
They said what they were telling me how incredible you were, because I don't want to give it away if people haven't seen it yet or not, but it's a pretty good change of characterization for you, and just the mannerisms of your face and the way you expressed yourself. You are the consummate professional actor, Fred Dreyer. I work with you here, and we talk sports, and we kind of get into it. But you really nailed that part there with Mark Harmon on NCIS. They must have been pleased with you there.
Mark and his group, boy, I tell you, they got a great thing going. They got 16 years on the air.
Unbelievable, isn't that?
But it was fun being there with them, and great to be in prime time. And Mark's been a good friend for a long time. I haven't seen him in such a long time. He's been so busy.
Yeah.
He's been doing that show for 16 years.
Yeah, you knew his dad, the sportscaster Tom Harmon, right?
I knew Tom Harmon. I knew his mother. And, life is just crazy because it just goes so fast. But I had a great time, and it was very rewarding to see myself back up there where
great.
I think I should be. Yeah.
So to mention that, and you mentioned Vince Ferragamo, he, of course, was starring, and I think we can talk to him in Hawaii 5-0.
Yes. Let's do.
Waiting in Kamakoa's shaved ice line, and it was one of the outstanding motion picture parts
I've ever
seen.
We don't have to have that clip, do we?
No, I think he sent it to you. He said he was going to.
No, it's on my phone.
I know. We have to.
It's on my phone. It's stunning.
It is.
I had to go outside and take a knee.
Yes. Very good. All right, we got to remind you, it is the Sports Lounge. You want to follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Check out his new website, F Dreyer.
Yes, FDreyer.com.
Check that one out.
Yeah.
Stop by Lowe's and get the supplies you need to refresh your home in time for holiday guests. Welcome family and friends to a whole new style with Allen and Roth laminate flooring, now only $129 per square foot. Then, finish your new look with Valspar Simplicity Paint and Primer in 1, starting at $25.98. It goes on smooth and resists marks, scuffs, and everyday wear. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Flooring offer valid through 11/7 while supplies last. See store for details, U.S. only.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055. Text JOIN to 44055.
Everyone likes to, you know, scrapbook. You scrapbook on the couch, the kitchen counter, and your favorite place to scrapbook? The bedroom. And what could possibly make scrapbooking any better? KY Duration. With KY Duration Spray and Gel, men everywhere are scrapbooking longer, and that's great for their partners who really enjoy scrapbooking too. So go ahead, scrapbook tonight with KY Duration Spray and Gel for men. Last longer, stay in the moment, use as directed.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor. To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience. Join now for live streaming access to Survival of the Fittest.
And all 4 nights of the Global Wars Tour.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP. And receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network. Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Welcome back here to the lounge, the sports lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
I think that guy just left. Has your wallet?
Some guy. What? We're broadcasting live.
What the hell's going on?
Through the CRN radio network and on Sports Byline. And we want to also remind you, we're on Roku, we're on Tiki Live, we're on Facebook Live, and we're glad to be here with you doing the show as we do every week at this time. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yes.
Where are we headed? Where do you want to go? What do you want to hit first this week, Fred? What's bugging you first this week? What do you want to kind of get off your chest?
Well, look, when we talk about the World Series, the Dodgers and the Red Sox.
Yes, that's going on this weekend.
That's going on. But what's interesting to me is, I noticed something the other day in the game. And it was a runner on first for the Red Sox. Kershaw on the mound for the Dodgers. He throws a ball that's hit into right field.
Right.
And the runner on first now speeds along, rounds second, and steams into third.
Oh, yeah. Just took off.
And at the same time, the dunderhead right fielder, Yasiel Puig.
From the Dodgers.
After being 6 years in this league.
Right.
Makes the gaff of the game up until that point.
What did he do?
By trying to throw the guy out at third, thus allowing the hitter to go to second in scoring position, and by golly, the next batter hit him in.
Yeah.
So I got to tell you something.
Yeah.
As long as you are carrying people that stupid after 6 seasons and you don't know the basic rudimentary elements of baseball,
yes.
I'm talking to you.
Yes, you are. I know. I'm hearing you.
And you get dispirited, and it's amazing. They've got so much talent, which is the reason they're in the
Both
series.
Teams have a lot of talent.
Well, but I'm talking about the Dodgers have so much talent that they can overcome a guy who pulls blunders like that. But you can't. This isn't you don't have another series next week. This you got. It's a finite situation. The season is now up to who wins the next 3 games. You know, and you got to keep the Red Sox from winning the next 3 games. So can you do that with Yasiel Puig playing right field, as dumb as he can play it? I don't know. I guess you can, but for my money. You know, that type of stuff, that type of stuff is so glaring. It's embarrassing.
Well, and it is what it is. You have the best of the best playing with this weekend here, the Dodgers and the Red Sox going on. And so it gets down to who makes the mistake that allows the momentum or something of the game to change. So that's kind of the way to look at it. I still don't understand the shifts. Even in the World Series, if I'm trying to get the advantage of getting runners on base and they shift over to the right side for me, I'm hitting it down the left-hand side. There's nobody there, for gosh sakes. I can dink it and get it beyond the pitcher and get on first base. I don't care what it looks like. I'm a runner. I'm on base. I'm putting the pressure on the other team. And as long as the players fail to miss that, I don't know. Probably the biggest play in my mind is maybe in the opening night game, the very first base runner on Boston stole second base, which means on November 1st, we can go to Del Taco and get ourselves a Doritos Loco, whatever. We get some kind of taco. I think it's at Del Taco. I don't know. Might be somewhere else.
But you got to be specific, though.
Get a free taco, I believe.
Is it a taco or is it chips?
It's a taco. It's not chips.
Cheese or is it a chalupa?
Those
are three great choices.
Now you got me all confused. You might have to pay for the chalupa. I think the taco is free because the guy stole the base, and it's on the 1st, this coming Thursday, from like 2 to 6 or something.
That's a World Series special.
It's a World Series special. And I didn't think there'd be a stolen base in the World Series, and there you have one.
You know something? You're in America when you're getting free, cheap fast food.
Somebody paid him off.
Nothing.
Somebody must have paid him off to get that stolen base in there, because now the teams can go, we can go, everybody can go in your hometown. Just check at participating locations.
What's JT Martinez? Is it JT Martinez?
I think he stole that base.
No, he got thrown out. They got picked. They picked him off.
Oh, after that,
Kershaw, the Knicks guy, they got they're getting uppity now. They're getting everybody in the stands was getting free Mexican food by the time that JD Martinez took off, Kershaw just picked him off.
That's right.
I wish it was Kershaw. But you know, by the way, do you think that Kershaw looked a little old? You think he just looked tired.
Well, he was tired. He pitched in the Milwaukee series.
He's pitched like 17 years.
What do you think of the announcing? Do you like the Joe Buck and John Smoltz?
I like John Smoltz a lot.
Yeah,
I wish we could have less of Joe Buck.
Joe sometimes throws out a little too much information, I think, and sometimes seems to be a homer for certain teams.
Well, you are dealing with baseball, and it does need to be filled with some sort of information.
Not according to the Vin Scully rule book. You let the crowd carry it. You don't need a lot of description there. They can see the game. You throw in an occasional story just to kind of make it interesting. And here's the deal with Joe Buck. He actually invited Vin Scully to come into the broadcast booth because the Dodgers were playing, and Vin retired 2 years ago on the Dodgers. And Vin's not going to do that. Vin Scully answered and said, look, if these guys played all year, I'm not going to, and they announced all year, I'm not going to steal their thunder.
Why would he?
Because Joe wanted to have Vin Scully by his side. It was all for Joe.
What's wrong with Joe?
I don't know. I just thought I'd bring that up.
No, but it's interesting. I didn't hear that.
That's a true story. Joe said that he asked and that Vin had declined because he said he didn't want to, usurp the people that have been doing everything all year to come into the booth. And it was, I think.
I mean, it's such a wrong move. Even if you say, here's what's great about Vin. He knows what to do and what not to do.
Even at the later stage of his life, he knows exactly what to do.
Well, I mean, you don't have to be 91 to not know what to do. But you do.
Some people don't.
But maybe some people don't. But Vinny's ego doesn't work that way, certainly. And but if you've got Joe Buck now saying, okay, well, I want him in the booth, and isn't there somebody that would say to Joe, that's the wrong move to make? You don't make it about you and Vinny, because that's what it is.
That's what it was.
You're making it about you and Vinny. See, I got enough pull to get Vinny into the booth.
Yep.
And by the way, the first game of the World Series has come along.
By the way, somehow some confusing things happened today, because I did try to invite Vin Scully on the show, invite Vinny.
And he accepted.
No, I called the wrong Vinny. It's Vinny Ferragamo.
It's Vinny Ferragamo.
Yeah, that's why Vince is on the show. I called the wrong Vin.
We got to tell Vinny that.
I'm sorry to Vince Ferragamo.
Maybe
that. We're only kidding. It's like, but wouldn't it be weird if
you
we
invite? Be careful with Vinny. He's sensitive.
I know he is, but he was great in Hawaii 5-0 in the shaved ice line.
Yeah, he was
at Kamakawa's.
But did you see the two guys opposite? These two guys were like 500-pound Samoan twins.
Oh yeah,
and they just said, "Oh hey, Holly Dog, what do you think you'll do here?"
That's right. They're stars of the show, and we have to ask Vince Ferragamo about the wardrobe because he was in one of those great sun hats, kind of.
Yeah,
like.
It was a Southern plantation.
It looked like
Tennessee Williams hat.
It looked like the guys that did my patio that came and laid the cement. All right, better be careful, Ferragamo cement. I don't want to talk. I don't want to be in the bottom of the ocean.
No, you're fine.
We'll take a little break. Come back with more. Stay with us. It's the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with Fred Dreyer. Stay with us.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal. That's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800 508-5774.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer, the acting legend, the all-pro defensive end, the man that makes this show click and hop and make things get going.
Who's that guy again?
There's a guy. If you're watching on video, there's a guy who apparently is behind taking my wallet. I was like, get out of there, would you? For God's sakes. Got a guy in here that's taking things from me here. Welcome back here.
I think I could identify him in a lineup.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There he goes.
Yeah, that's very nice. All right, so we've got you and I have been handicapping football, and it's been very tough.
You've got to be handicapped to handicap football.
Yeah, because it's tough to get the makeup of a team, even at this stage of the season. You and I talked about training camp. We've mentioned this here the last few weeks, that we go to training camp. Nobody's there at 11 o'clock when we get there. When you were in training camp, you guys were out there early in the morning.
You have to. Once you get there to Ram camp, you have to ask, hey, where's the team?
And it's not just the Rams. It is everybody that does that. So, by 3 o'clock, they finally came out on the field, and they were doing, stretches and things.
They were doing the Pilates version.
Yeah, that's right. They were doing this kind of thing. And then they put rubber bands around their knees, and they were doing the splits and all that stuff. And that's all I saw. There was no scrimmage, nothing. And this was later on in training camp, a few weeks in.
19 coaches, by the way.
Yes, there were a lot of coaches leading it. So, you said on this show that you can't really get the full feel of a team because when they start the season, they're kind of like still in training camp. They're just getting the feel for everything, correct?
You got to go 7, 8, 9 games maybe just to get people's attention so they'll decide to show up and play. Because believe me, that's what training camp is for. You played, but at least we did anyway. You'd show up. And you'd have 2-a-days for like about 14 days.
Right.
And then you would have intense practices. The philosophy was, you're not going to be out here long, but when you do get out here, you're going to go like hell, and here's what we're going to do. And that snapped everybody around to attention. The people who were on the sidelines watching, the fans that come in, they let in to come in, actually got to see something.
Right.
When we were out there, the fan base was standing around. They were talking and mingling with one another, hubbub, hubbub, here and there.
Right.
But there was no coordination between understanding what the Rams were doing and what they were supposed to be doing. They had 19 coaches. That's literal, 19 coaches. And each position group, defensive ends has a coach, defensive tackles has a coach. So everybody on the team doesn't have their feelings hurt. And so when they go to practice, they come out and they put their Twitter away. Everybody has, this.
Well,
and they're on their way out to practice. And then they send an Instagram and they take a selfie before they go out to practice. And then they tell the guy who has the horn to start practice,
right,
that guy, they tell him, could you not start practice yet? I want to finish my text.
I got a couple of shots of you right there, too. It's true. That's the whole deal.
Everybody. Yeah, that's what it is. And so you've got now what? You've got tremendous amount of leg injuries. I keep track of this.
All the time. Everybody goes off the
deal.
You've
got hamstring, thigh, lower back. You've got injuries that you shouldn't have at this time of year. You're going to get hurt during that sport, but you're not going to wind up in the infirmary after 2 preseason games. Even if you do that, they cut the preseason games down to 4. And then what you wind up getting is you get a bunch of guys who are shuttled in and out. The time the season starts 4 weeks into it, you haven't completed a complete practice yet.
So it's tough to handicap these games, getting back to my original point, because you see somebody like Dallas, I think, 2-3 weeks ago, beating, was it Houston in the big Dallas-Houston face-off? You go, Dallas, they got it together. And then the next week they lose as you go to pick. What about Philadelphia? Everybody loves these. The Super Bowl defending champions.
3-4.
What is wrong?
They're playing like dogs.
They get beat by Washington.
No,
and then
they're terrible.
Who do you pick with Washington and Miami this week or whatever, whoever that game is going? It's it's or maybe it's Houston. I think Houston, Miami. That's a tough game to pick because Miami was looking pretty good, and then now they're not performing. And is Houston now is he doing well? But are they going to hit the skids? It's tough. It's very tough to pick.
Well, here's what we're going to do.
Yes.
We're going to get Vince Ferragamo on the phone.
Will he help us handicap for this
week? When we come back, we'll get a hold of him when we come back. But we'll ask him to give us a rundown on how he sees the National Football League unfolding. So whatever you do, don't go away.
Don't go away. We got a full, complete show. We're at the halfway point. It is the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn. That's the one and only Fred Dreyer. We call him Sultan. Two safeties in one game. In the same quarter. Wasn't that just this last Sunday?
Last Sunday, the 21st, at the L.A. Coliseum against the Green Bay Packers. And I've been getting slaps on the backs and emails and texts. And people have been very kind, and they have a good memory.
We'll be back. Welcome back. It is the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, with the star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Courtney.
You know, Fred, I'm looking here. There's some pictures that people have sent to us here.
Well, there's a photograph here. The people are very kind. They send stuff in. Here's a picture of yours truly and the great Art Shell, Raider left tackle, Hall of Famer. Just a terrific player. He went on to become the head coach of the Raiders.
Really? Yeah, Art, he did.
But anyway, here's you see what's interesting here? A defensive lineman, in this case an end, what they want to do is get a hold of the opposing player's jersey. See where my right hand is?
Yes.
They want to get in there and grab that. Because once they do, they now can slingshot themselves around the outside, put their left arm over the tackle, and you're now you can't get pushed off. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to push me away. If he gets me without me getting my hands into him, I'm done. So that's a little bit of the combat that goes on in the offensive line. Which reminds me. Speaking of combat. I've been to combat with this fella for several years with the Rams. He's a very good friend. Our quarterback, our good trusted number 15, Vince Ferragamo. You there, Vinny?
I'm here, Freddie. How you doing?
Hey, buddy. How are you down there? How's everybody? How's the family?
Everybody's great. My three daughters are doing fine.
Wow.
Jody's vacationing with my daughter Jenna in Spain as we speak.
No kidding.
Can you believe that? Yeah.
How did you get her to do that?
I don't know how they did that. They just took off. They were tired of me and they left.
How about
so
that?
So we're going to come and take you to dinner tomorrow night, Vin?
Let's go. Well, tomorrow night we have got the Fox show. You know,
that's Fox, right. You got your Fox show.
Wrap-up show after
we may have to do Friday.
Game,
Friday. We're going to go dinner with Vince Ferragamo.
Should I write that down,
Write that down. It's go to the bank.
There,
Vinny. Where are we going?
We're going to Angelo's and Vinci's, where we're going to take Vince.
Go to the Italian food.
Load up with spaghetti.
Load them up. That's good.
Yeah, Angelo's and Vinci's. They'll not only feed you real well, but you'll get a visual treat over there.
Yeah.
And, Cynthia does a great job with everything. She's a great hostess, and it's great to take everybody over there.
Friday night.
Some of the best pizza in all of Southern California.
Hey, listen, let me ask you, we're on the clock here, and I want to get as much of your opinion about the National Football League as I can.
Mm-hmm.
You're on every Thursday after the Thursday game.
And Sunday.
And Sunday.
Right.
With Jackie Slater, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Give me a little insight as to what you and Jackie talk about in terms of what you watch when you're watching two teams. You're both offensive oriented,
Yes.
He's been in the huddle with you and vice versa. Give me a little.
Well, Jackie.
Yeah.
You know Jackie, Freddie.
He's very analytical.
He goes on and on and on.
I know. He's very analytical.
And he starts talking about one subject and jumps to another subject. So there's a lot to talk about, obviously, each and every week following the NFL season. I mean, between the players' antics on the field, off the field, what the big plays are, and, especially how good the Rams are playing this year.
Boy.
I mean, undefeated. I mean, that's the first time in a long time they've been 7-0. So
and a big reason for that is the offensive line, isn't it?
Well, they do rank them very high.
Yeah,
right,
Jackie
right.
would tell you. That's exactly the
reason. And, you know, Andrew Whitworth is heading that up. And then you got Sullivan, the two seasoned veterans mm-hmm. on center and left tackle. And then, you know, Blythe has come in and did a great job filling mm-hmm. in for Jamon Brown. And so they're pretty stacked up front. And, you know, but what I think what's making it work, Fred, is the fact that Sean McVay has got great timing as far as how he's instituting the key runs that he wants to use and the way they block. I mean, they're blocking down. They're all blocking down in unison, and the runner's cutting back off those blocks. So mm-hmm. it's very effective, and then it ties in really good with the play-action pass.
Well, what's interesting for me as a defensive player watching real good offensive lines is that is that they engage the defensive linemen, offensive tackles, guard, centers. They engage the linemen real quickly. They get them, and they stick on them, and they drive them past the mm-hmm. hole. There really isn't a hole, but they just bulldoze. Think of just putting your hand fingertip to fingertip and just pushing a swath through the sand and just clearing the pathway out of there for everybody. And good offensive line really are it's a timing thing. It's a beautiful thing to watch, actually.
Well, it's keeping the quarterback safe too in the pocket. So, and I don't think Jared Goff has been harassed very much this year, which is a great sign of the offensive line. And I think a lot of credit obviously has to go to the offensive line coach and just what the kind of plays that they're running. But you're right, they are kind of running with the defensive linemen, and they're pushing as they run. And the back just cuts off their block. So,
yeah, and that back Gurley is about as good a back as you're going to get.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com, your team, your community.
Stop by Lowe's to keep your yard in top shape all year long. Spruce things up out front with bags of premium mulch or Miracle-Gro garden soil. Your choice, now 4 for $10. Then, give your lawn the good stuff by picking up a bag of Pennington Smart Seed, 15 pounds or more, and you'll get Pennington One-Step Lawn Repair free when you buy in-store. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 10/24 while supplies last. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. See store for details. U.S. only.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. Thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, not the star of the show. The star is the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. I just wanted to take this time to introduce myself to Vince Ferragamo. Vince, just wanted to say hello to you here on the show today since you and Fred have been carrying along. It's good to talk to you, Vince.
Well, we're talking shop.
Yeah.
Aren't we, Vinny?
What's up, Freddie?
We're talking shop.
Hi, Vince. Just wanted to say hello to you.
We're talking shop. We got to talk shop.
Just wanted to say hello,
Mike's
Vince.
Mike's got a lot of work to do over there with his computer.
Hi, Vince.
Hey, Michael. How's the wine business?
That's very good.
Yeah, that's what we want to talk about.
I just want to know where can we get the best shave ice, because I happen to be watching Hawaii 5-0, and they caught you in Kamakoa's shaved ice line during a heat wave there on Oahu.
It was fun. I'm telling you, it was fun. I should ask Freddie how to do that kind of stuff.
Vinny, write it into your agreement that you bring me along to help you with your dialogue and your on-screen presence.
We can do this. We can be our own group there to enter into that.
We could go to Hawaii and open up shop and
acting lessons,
acting school. Learn how to stand. Learn how to be. Just learn how to be.
Vince, did you supply your own wardrobe, or was that hat was one of the best hats I'd ever seen for a summertime?
It put me with a hat. I don't know. That's what they wanted me to dress up, but it was interesting.
It worked.
I went in there with some flaps, some shoes and sneaker shoes and a pair of shorts and a white shirt, and that's kind of what they put me in. Same thing, but.
They raised the price on you while you were standing
in
line.
They made it 15. They made it my number. It really ticked me off because, I mean, tripling the price was enough to put me back. I only had $5 in my wallet.
You should have went to wardrobe and told him, give me a suit. You should have a seersucker suit.
That's good. Good thing Fred wasn't there. I would have gone up to $89.
That's exactly what it was.
I was already sticking out like a sore thumb with that hat on.
So you guys, the Rams, the only undefeated team going into this weekend already. And Vince, are you agreeing with us? It's hard to handicap these games at the beginning because you don't really know what team shows up each week. Sometimes, other than the Rams, have been looking pretty good and dominant here. But what do you think?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, on any given Sunday, any team. With the rules they have today, it's crazy. I mean, they can't hit anybody. The quarterback is non-touchable. You hit him, you point the finger at him the wrong way, they'll throw a flag.
And, well, nobody knows what a tackle is. Nobody knows what a clean tackle is. Nobody knows how to tackle
him because you'll get called.
Well, they can't tackle. It's just ridiculous.
Matthews is coming to town this weekend, Michael. I mean, with the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, yeah. What do you think about this game?
He's having a fit trying to hit quarterbacks. So.
Yeah. Yeah, usually, the defense gave themselves some big kudos if they could go ahead and sack a quarterback, but it's pretty tough now. You got to be very wary about this whole thing. So games you see, Fred, Vince, that are outstanding for us to look at on this Sunday schedule?
Well, look, I'm not clear exactly what's going on schedule-wise here, but we're halfway through the season. Is this number 7 or number 8 season? I mean, game 8 in the season.
This is week
game 8. Right.
Okay, so you're halfway through, and whatever that means is used to mean that, people are starting to – you can pretty well tell what kind of a performance – you can assign a performance to a team. Most of the league, you can't assign a certain performance to a team. You don't know really what to expect.
Indianapolis, Oakland, what would happen there? Come on, those are two teams that are doing nothing.
Well, I would pick Indianapolis to beat Oakland right now.
They're 3-point favorites.
You would think Andrew Luck's playing.
He's playing great.
They beat the Bills 37-5 last week, Freddie.
Yeah, where'd they get that 5? Someone has safety.
He threw 4 touchdown passes, Andrew Luck, last week.
Yeah, he did.
So, I mean, looks good at 131, where you have Derek Carr over there. He's still trying to figure out what Gruden's trying to run on
offense.
Hey,
let me ask you something. What do you think of what's the plus about John Gruden, Ben, offensively speaking?
Well, I think Freddie and I would both say that, you know, he's an energetic coach. I mean, he's really into the game, and, you know, he's coached in a Super Bowl, so he has that Super Bowl experience. So he's very capable, and now that he's part owner in the club,
right?
I mean, he wants to institute his own culture there. And he wants people to follow the two. He really knows the ingredients that are necessary. And you just can't be an independent contractor to play the game. You have to be a team player. And, I mean, as is evident with the Rams, they put in a whole new culture there. It's we, not
yes.
I. And that's what – I mean, Sean McVay is a disciple from the John Gruden school of thought.
Okay, so, let me ask you guys both a question, because let's get into coaching culture here, because you got this young kid, Sean McVay, he's turning the Rams, he's turned them all around, and then you got mm-hmm. Gruden, you say, that's demanding a little bit more of a structure and a culture over there. Are we at the Sean McVay status here now in the NFL? Does that seem to work more than the Gruden, the old-style Gruden?
Everybody copies everybody. It's a monkey-see,
yeah,
monkey-do.
Right. Bobcat League.
You know, whoever wins, oh, that's the great program we have to have.
That's right.
You know, so it's not unlike, you know, I remember when the Miami Dolphins showed up in a 34 front, three-man line, and three-man line was always relegated to a prevent defense. It was always, okay, we got the game won, we'll put three linemen down. You guys just get a push up to the quarterback as much as you can, and we'll put an extra linebacker or safety in there and to cover everything up. But now it became a staple. And so now pretty much you've got innovators taking that three-man line and turning it into, you know, all kinds of stuff. I the other day they had like nine guys standing up at the line of scrimmage. I mean, they got pre-snap looks, Vin, that are really crazy now.
Yeah, and then, you know, Sean McVay's kind of turned the defense for the Rams over to Wade Phillips.
Yeah.
And Wade's done such a great job. It's almost like a
good ball team, good ball club. We're going to take a quick break, come back with more. Vince Ferragamo, Fred Dreyer, the Sports Lounge. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer and Vince Ferragamo. And we got some email. Vince, you want to participate in email with us here a little bit?
Sure. Sounds great.
All right. We got, and Fred, these are to you, but maybe Vince can answer some of these for you. Pam says, Mr. Dreyer, you were sensational on NCIS. Vince, did you catch Fred on the NCIS episode?
No, but I heard it from a lot of friends of mine that said they watched it. So that's great, Freddie. Freddie's back in
the
action.
It's me and you. It's me and you, Vinny.
And come on, Fred. We got to start our own series.
Come on.
Pamela says, reminds me of the heartbreaking episode of Hunter about the Vietnam War. So
that was a good episode, actually.
Yeah, it was. That's what Pam was saying.
It was a wayward child that I rescued.
And then Kay says, it was so great to see Fred Dreyer on tonight's NCIS. Now we need a Stephanie Kramer appearance and a Vince Ferragamo appearance probably, too, would be good.
Yeah, all three together.
Hawaii 5-0. That would be fun,
yeah,
too.
Now, Karen says, Fred, she says, great to see D. Wallace and Fred Dreyer again. How is it working with D. Wallace?
I haven't seen her probably in 25 years.
Wow. Wow. And then Colorado Keith says, Fred Dreyer, the anti-hunter on NCIS last night. Awesome job playing Marine Master Sergeant Thomas Fletcher. These emails are pouring in for you, Fred. Apparently, this you and Vince was on Hawaii 5-0 2 weeks ago. You were on NCIS. You guys may get Emmy Award guest starring appearances here, I'm
thinking.
Well,
we're now going to be loaned out as a tandem.
I want to see it. Someone has to send me a clip of it.
We're going to get it to you. And if you want to email, anybody wants to email Fred, just go to the Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. That's Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Sports Loungers, truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Vince Ferragamo, our guest, number 15 from the Rams, number 89, Fred Dreyer. I'm number one in your hearts. What can I tell you?
That's right.
Thank you, Vince.
Hey, Vin, I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to ask you a question. What quarterback? What quarterback in this league? You know, take the top two or three guys. Tell me who you think the top two or three guys are. Who? Where's the future of this league? It's in the hands of quarterbacks. I mean, this is a quarterback league. Am I right?
Right. Definitely. It's the star league. It's the guy that's, you know, that's at the helm, is throwing the football, is calling the plays. I think, you know, I mean, the stars that we've seen in past years are still at the forefront, and they can play longer today because of the rules. So maybe they'll stick around a few more years. But Tom Brady is probably the head of that list. Then comes Drew Brees. You know, Drew Brees just broke the record and got the most yards ever throwing. And he's, you know, both these guys are with excellent offensive coaches.
That's the key.
You know,
that's
with
the key.
Bill Belichick, who's a great coach. And then you have Sean Payton, who's a great coach in New Orleans. So these guys are good. Another guy is a young and upcoming star, in my mind, is working with Andy Reid right now, Freddie. That's
Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
The thing that I'm so impressed with this young kid, granted, he can throw any kind of throw. He can move. He feels the pressure. He knows the pie. He has great pocket presence, but he's intellectual. He's smart, and he sits down and talks with Andy Reid between each series, and they're sitting on the bench going over the game plan. This guy, to me, he rarely will ever make a mistake. I mean, and he knows, he throws more balls outside the pocket than most quarterbacks, but I really like the way he plays, and I think he's a special talent. I mean, there's so many decent quarterbacks today. Jared Goff with the Rams is coming on because he's got a great coach behind him. He's looking better and better. Of course, you've got Phillip Rivers, who's having a phenomenal year. So, I mean, there's a... You know, but the two at the top of my list, you know, obviously are, you know, Tom Brady and Drew Brees.
Yeah. You know, that position, you know, as a defensive player all through the years, you know, I've played with and against a lot of great quarterbacks. And the one thing I picked up from a lot of them is this tremendous sense of self-confidence. And I remember talking to Fran Tarkenton many years ago when I was with the Giants. I got drafted by them in 69. Tarkenton was there in his third year. And so I was very curious about, you know, what his job was. You know, you fail to ask your teammate, you know, what are you looking at? What are the specific things that you look at a defense? You know, that's how he sees everything, through the eyes of somebody who's attacking a defense. And he just said that, he says, just take all the fear away from what it is that you want to accomplish and just go and do it and be free. And hopefully you have a good coach that sees it like you do. It's surprising. There's a lot of coordinators out there who are a little more frightened than their quarterbacks are.
Yeah, and I agree with you 100% there, Fred. But what's interesting about the great quarterbacks is they take on their own leadership of the team. They don't need it. They know the game plan so well. They're like a coach on the field.
Right.
Yeah. They can call their own plays.
Yep.
They jump to no huddle. They can maneuver players around. They don't have to look at their wristband, although that sometimes you need a little reference. But That, to me, is a great quarterback.
The great Vince Ferragamo knows this stuff. Now, you got a website, Vince, that people can go check things out?
Yeah, they can always go to my real estate website.
What's that?
That's what we do, but that's touchdownrealestate.com.
Touchdownrealestate.com. That's the one you want to go to.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at
But 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the acting legend, the all-pro defensive end, Fred Dreyer, and Vince Ferragamo, our guest, the all-star quarterback for the Los Angeles Rams. I met some people in Hawaii last week, Vince, who loved you when you played in Canada. They were Canadians, and they were following you up there. What team were you on when you played in the Canadian League?
Well, I played for the Montreal Alouettes up there, but it's a funny thing because Peter Lenkoff, who's the producer of that show, was a big fan of mine when I played in Montreal in 1980, which is like 100 years ago. But it was funny how he was a big fan, and so now I get a chance to be one of the actors on his Hawaii Five-0 show, which is a lot of fun.
David Belisario and Peter Lenkoff, those guys are producing shows left and right here. I'm telling you, it's a real kind of like some of the great Quinn Martins of our time.
Hey, Vinny, here's what you do. I had some. Yeah. I smoked some cigars with Peter here a couple of months ago, and so this was in May, I think it was, before the season started. And here's what you need to do. Call Peter and tell him that you and I need to get over there and be on his two shows. You know, he's got Magnum now. It's a brand new show.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. He's got Magnum, and he's got plenty of room
for
us.
Yeah, that's right.
He's got plenty of room for us.
That's right, Fred.
Not to write
a
script.
That would be great, because I know people want to see you back again.
Yeah. Well, look,
I'm a newcomer on the block.
That's so. Okay, but that's how it starts. You know, we'll get you in there, and maybe we'll get Peter to have a tandem cop show in Hawaii. And it could,
I know
could be,
he would love it.
It could be
well,
called.
Well, we better hurry up and get over there, because they're going to stop shooting here in another month or so.
Yeah, better. Get over there.
Yeah,
that's true, too.
Get over there.
Seasonal break. By the way, were you playing for the Rams, Vince, when Fred Dreyer did his two safeties in one game?
No, Vinny.
What year was that, Freddie?
73.
No, I was not playing for the Rams then.
You were in Nebraska, Freddie, at the time, right?
I was at Cal. Mike, yeah. You know I went to Cal first?
And I
played under Mike White in that group, and then I transferred to Tom Osborne.
Yeah, they ran into Steve Bartkowski up there, didn't you?
That's really sad.
Yeah, I know it. He was a great quarterback.
He was.
Couldn't play with him, so I had to get out of there.
Time for us to wrap things up here. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Check out his new website. Fred, your website? F. Dreyer.
fdreyer.com.
Vince Ferragamo, thanks so much. Come back again, will you?
It was great to be in on the Sports Lounge.
Thanks, Vinny, very, very much. Let's chat and let's hook up.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.